Don Rickles is here tonight. He opens at the Resorts Atlantic City tomorrow night, Friday, January 13th.
Oh, funniest monologue I've ever heard.
You like
heard
that,
you many, many years.
Yeah.
Tonight was the funniest, so enjoy it. When you're on 26 years, I mean, where's the challenge?
Gives you a charge.
Yeah, what do you need a charge? 26 years, walk away, it's over.
Yeah.
I mean, 26 years, I sat with Ed the other night. He said, how long is he going to keep going like this? He's worried about that little tap dancer on Star Search. That show is annoying, Ed.
Now, back to the Pete McMurray Show. Here's Pete and Lisa.
Mindy Rickles is the daughter of one of the funniest men ever in Hollywood, Don Rickles. That clip was from one of his many appearances on Johnny Carson. Mindy and her husband, Ed, host a weekly podcast mixing laugh stories and classic clips called Mindy and Ed and Don Rickles. Let's welcome in Mindy Rickles. Mindy, I'm sure you've heard this 1,000 times, but when I come across your father on YouTube or Instagram, I just can't turn it off. I mean, I got sucked into YouTube the other night. I just loved him.
Oh, thank you so much, Pete. Yeah, he was great. And the fact that he is on YouTube and that we're doing this podcast, he would have been thrilled because his motto was always keep my name alive. So he, you know, he always wanted you to mention him. He would often say, wherever I was, did you mention my name? Yeah, I could have
no
been
pressure.
With my therapist, right? Did you mention me? Like, you know, Dad, it's about me. It's not about you. It's about the harm you caused me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Man,
you would have been thrilled.
Those appearances on Carson, there was another clip where Sinatra was the guest and your dad just came walking out in the middle of the interview. I'm sure you've seen this, where he takes over the entire interview, then kisses Sinatra on the lips and it ends. I mean, he had no fear whatsoever.
No, he didn't. And Sinatra, they were very close. And my dad always loved him because he was really the person that when my dad used to work in the lounge before he got into the main room in Vegas, he would work like four shows a night, 10, 12, 2, 5 in the morning. And Frank Sinatra was the one that would come to the shows and bring his friends. You know, it could be Judy Garland or Liza Minnelli or Orson Welles, just many huge stars that would come to the show. And that's really, my dad credits him completely for, you know, sort of taking him to the next level.
Right.
So
right.
He loved him and they were very close through Frank's life. Yes.
Frank had the Rat Pack. He had his people. Who did your father, who was his peers, his friends that he hung out with back in the day?
Oh, well, Bob Newhart was,
and he said that
all the time, was his best friend. And they were total opposites, which was, they were like the odd couple, but they were very close and our families were very close and we would travel together and my parents would travel with Bob and Ginny, his wife, all the time. And they loved being together.
Having a dad who's such a famous comedian, I imagine, was there ever a point when you're a teenager where you're like, nope, comedy's dumb? You know, that like little rebellion, like you're cool, but I'm not going to be into that.
Yeah, well, it's funny because like I said, I was very much like him. So it was sort of like part of my life. But his comedy, you know, sometimes it would be like, I remember, you know, one time I was in school and I don't know, middle school or something. And they were had awards coming out for the best students. And my dad came in and he was like, I have a big truck for all of Mindy's awards. And I wasn't the greatest student. So it was like, I didn't need that kind of comedy in my life. You know, it was like, Dad, you know, leave that for the stage. But that was his natural timing. He was always naturally funny. There are many comics that aren't. And he was. So that was part of my life from as long as I can remember.
When did you realize that he was Don Rickles? When he went from dad to Don Rickles, when did you realize that?
You know, I can't even remember because we always traveled with my parents when my dad was in Las Vegas. My mother said, you know, my crib was on the lawn at the Sahara Hotel. So I can always remember that he was someone very important. And wherever we went, lots of people came up to him all the time, and he always had sort of an entourage, and he was always very bigger than life. You know, Bob Newhart was much more quiet, and didn't want to be bothered. And when they traveled, my dad was like, you know, look at me, I'm here. You know, so it was definitely different. And I always knew there was something going on with him.
Oh, my God. Maybe that's why I love him so much, because we die for attention. We just want so much attention.
Oh, my God. I think Pete probably wants me to follow him around with a flashlight, like a spotlight.
I just love it. Just fantastic.
Right. You need to do a tight 10. Right, exactly.
What with the dentist, with the hygienist, with the pharmacist.
Everybody, everything, everything's a bit. Mindy, you're a comedian. Everything turns into a bit, doesn't it?
It can, yes. I mean, you know, you take from your life. And certainly when I was doing stand-up, that's what I was doing. And I often did talk about my growing up. You know, I didn't hide it. So I sort of talked about that and my life with my husband and my kids and how growing up, how that parlayed into my life, you know, as a mother and a wife and that kind of thing.
Did it ever bother you that you were the daughter of Don Rickles, or you just accepted it your whole life and embraced it?
You know, I had to accept it, because anytime I said my last name, they were like, Rickles, like in Don Rickles? What's that like? What was it like? And I said, every moment was magical, Lisa. Every second with him, my God, as soon as I opened my eyes in the morning, I was like, I cannot believe that this man is my father. It was a dream come true.
This podcast that you're doing, you're hearing clips, you're seeing clips. Anything that surprised you and you're like, oh, my gosh, I haven't seen that. Oh, where did that come from? That's just magic.
Yeah, well, certainly clips that we're listening to now from my dad's act, you know, in like 1968, I was a baby. So it was just, it's really interesting to listen to those and to see how my dad really worked with the audience and came out there and just would do a whole act just based on who he saw in the audience and calling back to each person and talking about each one and asking them questions. And all of that was very interesting, because I had not seen that before, heard that before.
Right, right. Tell me about Casino, because I don't remember your dad acting. And then all of a sudden he shows up in this Martin Scorsese film opposite Robert De Niro. Every scene he was with De Niro in that movie.
Right. Well, he actually started off as an actor. He went to the American Academy of Dramatic Art in New York, and he said Grace Kelly was in his class. And he did a lot of television through the years, Gilligan's Island, and, you know, a lot of different shows. And he did a major movie, Kelly's Heroes, with Clint Eastwood when I was a baby. And I remember went to Yugoslavia for like 6 months while they filmed that with Telly Savalas. And he did another film, Run Silent, Run Deep, with Clark Gable. So he really did a lot. But when Casino came to him, I mean, that was an absolute thrill, because to be able to work with De Niro and Scorsese, that was a dream for my dad, for sure.
What was that, mid-90s?
Yeah, probably around there. Yes, he was probably around 96, something like that. Yes.
Okay. So it kept him relevant with the younger audience.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that film still holds up, and he was in the film, you know, throughout the entire film. And he loved, you know, he's the bodyguard. He didn't have a lot of lines to remember, which he loved that, but he was, you know, a very big presence there. And, that was so great filming it. You know, they filmed it, I think it was at the Riviera or something before the hotel closed down, and, you know, the sets and just everything brought you right back to Vegas in the old days and how glamorous and how exciting it was. And, you know, he loved that for sure.
He was so good in that film. De Niro, Joe Pesci, so unlikable. Such a great actor in that film, man.
Yeah. No, that was terrific.
It's like you're naming all of these legends that he's worked with, interacted with, and been friends with. And I keep thinking, like, God, if I was his kid, could you imagine trying to feel important enough? Like, you know, Dad, still pay attention to me. I'm not Frank Sinatra, but I'm still pretty cool.
Exactly. No, that was for sure, that was a challenge. I mean, when he was at home, he paid attention. But like I said, our life was really, we wrapped around his career to an extent, because we weren't like the family where we stayed home and then my dad went on the road to Vegas and New York and all these different places. My mother thought it was always important to keep the family together So we did travel with him extensively. And in the summer, we would go to Vegas for like 6 weeks. And so it was really always a part of my life for
Oh,
sure.
my God, what a gift that was.
Yes.
Oh.
No, it really was to be able to be together as a family and to have all the really fabulous experiences that I was able to have. I mean, one time I remember we went in a helicopter and landed on the field during the Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles.
No
And
big
that
deal.
was, yeah, and I was like 15 or 14, and that
Just
was
flying
thrilling.
into the Super
Yeah,
Bowl.
just it was a very relaxing kind of a day. He, you know, was just like a, like my dad would say, it was like a Valium, very, very
Oh
relaxing
yeah,
and
it was
just,
so
yeah,
relaxing. How
exactly.
many appearances for your father on Johnny Carson?
Yeah, I'd say about 100 appearances for sure. I mean, he
Wow.
was on all the time. Johnny loved him,
Oh my
and he was a
God.
great guest for, yeah, and he related, you know, he talked with all the other guests that were sitting on the couch with Johnny. So it became like a, you know, a cocktail party with my dad just
Right.
entertaining everyone.
That's what you
Yeah.
miss now, is people sitting on the couch moving down and the guests come
Right.
in, it turns into a crazy party and the improv that
Exactly.
happens because your dad couldn't
Exactly.
keep his mouth shut. That's what was great
Very
about it.
true. Very true. He's the first, he would have been the first to say that. Absolutely.
And what was
Thank
his
goodness he didn't have to deal with cancel culture at that time. Could you imagine if he had been on Carson and people could have been on Twitter commenting?
Oh,
I
no.
cannot imagine. And he wouldn't have understood that because, yeah, it was a different time for sure. It was a completely different time. And I think in the time that it was his perfect time, you know, to
Yeah.
be a comic at that time. And when he started with his insult comedy, that was very new. That was, nobody was doing that. So it was very exciting, and everyone wanted to come and see him because they'd never experienced that before.
It makes so much sense that we all kind of get into it, because think about the people you love the most. Those are the ones you pick on. Those are the ones you
That's
root. It's the
right.
ones you love.
That's right. And he always said that, you know, I love my family, and I'm a good guy, a nice guy. That's what he always said in his act. So, yeah, that was a big part of who he was.
And last question, what was his relationship like with Carson?
Oh, he loved Johnny Carson. I mean, between Frank Sinatra and Carson, those were the two people he absolutely credited for his entire career, because Carson, you know, bringing him on all the time, and he hosted, and he loved him. He thought he was an amazing talent.
Check out the podcast. It's called Mindy and Ed and Don Rickles. Mindy Rickles, thanks for your time and thanks for sharing.
Thank you both so much. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
I just was hanging around in the hall, and they said Frank Sinatra's here, and I get the chill.
You'll excuse us, won't you?
Certainly, certainly.
Marco Mangananzo was hurt.
Ooh. Marco Mangananzo.
Fombino Bombazzo. Two bullets in the head Thursday.
More of the Pete McMurray Show next.